Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jesse DePlanis.
And I'm Kathy DePlanis.
Thank
you
for tuning into the Boardroom Chat.
Boardroom Chat.
How many we got?
203.
That's 203 weeks. Am I correct?
Exactly.
Praise the Lord. What a blessing to God. We got an announcement. Tomorrow, the Glorious Women Conference is starting. That's Friday, March the 8th, tomorrow at 7 p.m.
Yes.
And Saturday, March the 9th at 9 a.m. If you hadn't registered yet, you need to get there and register. And registration and admission are free. Now, where do you go? You go to JDM International Headquarters in Destrehan, Louisiana. That's a suburb of New Orleans. It's about 6 miles past the Armstrong International Airport. You'll be blessed. Go to JDM.org for all the details. Are you ready to preach the gospel, woman?
I'm ready, and the sanctuary is being decorated. We're having lots of fun. A lot of great prizes are already in the works.
Yeah.
We're going to have a fun time giving those away on Friday and Saturday. But I'm excited about the message the Lord's putting on my heart and all the people that will be there. I'm just believing for a move of God.
Do you want to tell them what the gifts you're giving away, or are you going to wait?
I'm going to wait.
You're going to wait. That's it. Okay. You know, and it's going to be a blessing of the Lord. Why did you call this woman's conference glorious?
Well, it's something the Lord put on my heart. You know, I had first started out called Kathy DePlanis' Women's Conference, and the Lord put it on my heart to give it a name. I think it was like 10 years after I had been doing it. So it's been quite some time that we've been calling it glorious, because this is a word that just identifies how we feel when we come into the presence of God. Even in the world, they use that phrase, they say, oh, it's glorious.
Yeah.
And but it's a biblical word, and it just means the presence of God in such a heavy, a strong, anointed way that you leave changed, you leave impacted, you leave encouraged. And
Amen.
That's what glorious is all about. People come from all different walks of life, couples. What
I'm
are you doing?
You.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're advertising that too.
Actually, this is the shirt that I designed because it's in commemoration of 25 years ago that I started Glory Women's Conference.
Could a man wear that?
You sure could.
I think it takes a man to wear pink.
I think we gave you one.
Yes, I got to wear
one of those.
But
this says that the women's conferences were established in the year of 2000. The very first service in our sanctuary was actually a women's conference,
praise
and I
the
spoke
Lord.
That Friday night.
Amen. What a blessing.
So it's a great, exciting thing. That's why I love commemorating that. And this
Amen.
Is 25 years, 25th anniversary of having a women's conference here at Jesse DePlanis Ministries. So do not miss this one. It is going to be special, off the charts. Like we say, the best one yet.
Hallelujah. Well, let me say it again. It starts tomorrow night. That's Friday, March the 8th at 7 p.m.,
right.
Saturday, March the 9th at 9 a.m. Registration and admission are absolutely free. You can just go to JDM, we come here, JDM International Headquarters in Destrehan. That's a suburb of New Orleans, and it's only about 6 miles past the airport. If you want to know more information, go to JDM.org. Bring friends, and I'll tell you a little secret. A lot of men sneak in there, because them women just flat shuck the corn. And when they get into the praise and worship of God, into the preaching, and it's just such a blessing of the Lord.
Yeah, you're not there every year, but most every year you come in and you sneak
yeah, I try
and
to
make
come,
a little appearance.
I try to make an appearance when I can. I just run it all the time, you know, and I mean, it's going to be a wonderful
you
time.
You coming this year?
And you, what's that?
Are you coming
I'm gonna
this
try.
Year?
I'm going to try. Like I said, I got a lot of stuff to do here. You know, and
nothing's more important than being a glorious.
That's right. Well, yeah. I'm not a woman. She put the pressure on me here, praise the Lord. But I let you spend the money you wanted, you know, didn't I? Come on, give me some. Yeah, didn't I? You can look at us. You look at me.
So I don't even know what that means.
Well, you're buying gifts and things and all that kind of stuff.
I don't. You let me?
Yeah, I thought I did. I don't give you a budget, do I?
No.
Can somebody? He that does not tooteth his own horn, he don't get tooteth. Look at it. She's smiling and saying, shut up.
But it's going to be beautiful. We have
it's
to decorate it with a celebration in mind. Balloons are everywhere. It's
going to
be. Yeah. It's a little more. Well, we usually do have those, but it's going to be a little more over the top than normal because it's 25 years, and that's
Amen.
Something to celebrate.
We hope to see you there. Maybe you get a chance to meet Kathy. She'll be there. And it's really a wonderful
And you
time.
Know, Jesse, even I know there's so many people that watch from all over the world. They're not going to be there, but it is live streamed across all of our platforms, so you still can be a part of it. In fact, some of the giveaways that we have are going to be online giveaways as well.
Okay.
We got a lot of things planned for the online audience because we love that you watch from all over the world. In fact, we got testimonies.
Yeah,
so I want to read some of these.
It's such
our
a
chat
blessing.
Today.
I mean, we don't just put these meetings on so you can know, see our faces. You know, we do these meetings that we do at our church is because God spoke to do it. That's why, you know, and I'm going to give you why we don't charge for registration. I'm not being critical of anybody that does, please. So don't or admission or any way, shape, or form. No, at Jesse the Planet's Ministries, registration and admission will always be free. And the reason for it, because we like to live by faith. But the reason why we don't is because God told us to have the meeting. So why should I charge you a registration fee? Does that make any sense to anybody? Makes sense to me. Now, we will receive an offering. That's not the issue. But that's a free will love offering. That's if you want to do that, if you want to give. But and they say, well, I don't have any money. Well, it's still come. It doesn't make any difference. Now, it's wonderful to be online, but there's something very special when you're inside that building.
That's true.
And I mean, that's, and I'm not just saying that just to get you to come. It's a heavy anointing and you will be blessed.
Amen.
And so come if you can, starting tomorrow night at 7 p.m., March the 8th, and then Saturday, March the 9th at 9 a.m. And I hope you can come and be a blessing to God and to us. And I hope we will be a blessing.
And that 9 a.m. service goes pretty much to about noon because we have like first a glorious talk panel. And then I
going to be talking about specific subjects.
Yeah, we have questions or comments people have written in.
Amen.
Or questions they've had. We're going to address some of those. And also I'm going to have a second message after that.
Praise the Lord.
Morning.
What a blessing. And I'm telling you.
And then you're preaching on the Sunday morning after Glorious
I'm
gonna
preach,
in the sanctuary.
Normally I don't do that.
At the church.
But I'm going to do it. And I'm going to tell you why.
So technically you're part of the conference.
I guess so. like that. Anyway, let me just make this announcement here. We just got back from a wonderful tour in the state of Hawaii. I mean, we preached in the Big Island. We preached in Kona on Sunday morning. Then we flew to Maui on Sunday night. Then we flew Tuesday all the way to
Hilo.
Hilo had a wonderful time. Before we went there, we stopped in Sacramento, California, had a glorious meeting.
Right.
And, you know, we were there about 10 to 12 days. And, you know, Kathy gets not mad, you know, but she just says, can't you give us a couple of times to enjoy each other? Well, out of those 10 or 12 days, I said, you got 2 days.
No, we had three.
Did we have three? Well, we got 3 days. I'm doing good, huh? I'm doing better than normal. Yes. I'm preaching almost every day.
I'm continuing to believe.
She continues to believe. And it's just such a blessing. So I want to thank all the people that are watching today in Hawaii for coming to all the meetings. And they're already booked for next year. God is so good and gracious. And it's a blessing of the Lord. I want to get into our boardroom chat today. And I want to talk about something that I believe every person who's ever been to school worries about. Report cards. I used to freak out when waiting on that report card because you had to go show it to your mama, show it to your daddy. Report cards, my God. So you would sweat, you know. And I don't know if they still do that in school because I've been out of school, but they used to have what we call a midterm exam and then final exams. And man, I mean, yeah, I would jam, do everything I can because to make that grade. And then they added something to the report card, conduct. Before it was just, you know, just the grades. Now, oh man, you can have great grades, but if a teacher didn't like what you said or talk too much, she might give you a bad grade on the conduct part of it. I want to cut that part off the report card. I'm going to talk about that today because you know what? Your report card's coming. Everything you say, everything you do, has been reported and before God and will be shown before man. You want me to prove it to you? Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Now faith is, it's not tomorrow, it's not next week, it has the ability to create a future. But Kathy, faith was made for the now, today. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Verse 2 is where I want to get to. For by it, or for by faith, the elders obtained a good report. I wonder what kind of grades did they get? You know, I wonder if the report card would come out today, how bad would the grades would be on the conduct of the church? Don't shout me down when I'm preaching good. I mean, how many church people you don't like? How many other denominations who are called themselves Christians you don't like, you speak against? I wonder if that's going to give a good grade on the conduct part of the report. What you think? Now, I didn't tell you what I was going to talk about, but I just thought the Lord began to deal with me about that last night.
Well, the whole chapter 11 talks about what these elders did, these people that, it's called the Heroes of Faith.
Right, it was a report.
The faith chapter. What they did, they lived the life of faith, which is believing in what God had said. Faith is basically that. We just define, the Bible defines what faith is. But these elders believed for something by faith, and because of that, they received the promise. So the report card was demonstrated in their life and
right.
what they saw and what they experienced. Talks first of all about Abel in verse 4, how he offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. So he got an A plus, 100,
yeah.
if you
Amen.
Want to say
Praise
that.
God.
But because he was, it says testified that he was righteous, and that's what Abel did.
Well,
if you
think
won.
About Cain, his brother, he got an F on the report card on the academic side and an F on the conduct side
mm-hmm.
because he became a murderer. And was marked for it. God put a mark on
and
it.
And God told him, look, if you do right, you're going
to
win.
Yeah, God wasn't trying to hurt this man.
He had an he understood the same things his brother did.
That's right.
But he chose to
Amen.
Do something opposite than what would please God.
Right.
Faith is the only thing that pleases God. And by it says, the elders obtained a good report. We can obtain a good right. report when we please God. How? The only way we can please God is by faith. That's how it all starts. Faith in Jesus and his sacrifice and what he did opens the door to every blessing. We can't get it by our own
right.
works. The Bible talks about that.
Yeah.
We can be good,
well,
but you're saved by faith for
yeah,
good works.
Sure. Well, you know, and we focus on faith strong, but I think sometimes the body of Christ is not focusing on the report card.
Mm.
You see, because it's coming. It's going to happen. And you shouldn't be afraid of it. Now, when I was a kid, I was afraid of it because I was because there were some subjects that I wasn't what I call good in. You know what I'm trying to say? And I guess the reason why I wasn't good in it is because I didn't study enough. Yet the Bible says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needed not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Which means if you don't study, is it possible you can wrongly divide the word of truth? You see, now if you wrongly divide the word of truth, it affects your report card. Think about that. Now, the other day, the Lord spoke to me, and I gave my whole staff a raise, the whole bunch of them. Why? Well, the report card was good. It came in. You know, I got to looking at different things, and I said, hey, I said, this deserves a little blessing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That kind of stuff. Well, it's the same way with God. God is always watching us, not so he can beat us. We should never fear the Lord in terms of scaredness. The Bible says fear the Lord. It means respect and awe of who he is. See, because every one of you, whether you believe this or not, you're going to stand before God. All of us are. Now, watch this. If you live like a Christian, that doesn't mean you don't make mistakes. Everybody makes mistakes. But thank God we live under grace. But when we stand before the Lord Jesus Christ, the videotape's going to be rolling. You're going to see these things. But yet, I believe all of you, I believe in this, you're going to hear this. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. You know, I notice this, I don't notice many bumper stickers and things of that nature, but I notice that a lot of cars or trucks, whatever, they'll have bumpers. My child is on the honor roll. My child makes straight A's, you know. That's something to be very, very prideful for, not in a bad way, but in a good way that my child is working. But then you can have a phenomenal child, but how's their conduct? You know, and that's what I'm talking about. I find so many times I've seen church splits. That's not good conduct. You can agree to disagree. Sure you can. I mean, you know, people get mad. They get mad at the pastor about something. Then why would you leave? There's some people on this boardroom chat don't like the way I talk to you. And, well, let me help you. Sometimes I don't like the way she talks to me. You know, it works both ways. But that's all right. I will defend your opinion forever, because you have a right to say it. That's what's good about being an American. There are a lot of times people do things like burning the flag. Why would you burn the flag? But you know, I'll defend your right to burn it because of free speech. See, so those things kind of happen. And I know I interrupt you, and I know you interrupt me. But this whole thing is about conduct.
True.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
About report cards and everything, you know? And that's what I mean by that. So I want to talk about that. And there's a whole list of people that God showed you their report card. And that's Hebrews chapter 11. And I really love verse 35, where these women, now this is something to me, received their dead, raised to life again, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance. Why would you want to accept a deliverance? That they might obtain a better resurrection. Now, you know, it takes something for God to come up on the scene and say, I am going to deliver you. And these women said, no, I see what I can get if I go through this thing. My God. Now, what did they see? We'll find out when we all get to heaven, when we stand before that great and wonderful, powerful God, see? Not powerful Oz. I'm not talking about the Wizard of Oz here. I'm talking about God Almighty. So when you understand that, that is such a blessing. So let me just say this about my ministry. I read the criticisms. That doesn't bother me for you to criticize me. And I read the good things, you know. And sometimes I think y'all wanted to hide the criticism. Because I'm a very blunt person. You're not gonna misunderstand me. I'm going to tell you what I think in a second. And I think you, and I'm proud of that. But, you know, sometimes I can be wrong. Very seldom. Hey, you got to help yourself here, you know. I've learned to grow with the comments of good, and I've learned to grow with the comments of criticism. You know, I don't have a problem. And you know why? Jesus was criticized. And yet he had great compliments, both. And yet he walked through both those things. And the Bible says in Ephesians 5, verse 1, one of my favorite scriptures, be you therefore imitators of God as dear children. Now, that's what I'm talking about, this report card. So I don't want you to be afraid when I'm talking about the, oh, God, I hope I'm doing right. No, but you got to remember, you do right if you study the Word. You're going to pass the test if you study the Word. And watch it. If the teacher says something that you don't understand, then, and you don't ask, and you don't ask the teacher or whatever it is to explain this, then whose fault is if you fail? Not the teacher's fault, because he or she may have thought you got it, or the professor, you got it. You know what I'm saying? Those kind of things. So that's why we receive questions. Sometimes we do a whole program on questions and answers, and I'm going to answer every question. And here's the kind of man I am. If you ask me a question that I don't know, I don't, forget my ego. The ego ain't got anything to do with it. I'll say, I don't know. But I know somebody who knows. Kathy knows. You know, I'll say, Kathy, do you know? And Kathy goes, sometimes we've had some, no, we both don't know. But we know who knows, and that's God Almighty. What do you think about this subject today?
I love that. And I like the subject in a lot of ways, because I was just thinking about how it's probably one of the biggest problems with our society today is that people don't hold people accountable. They can just have bad behavior. Even there's like a lot of people just doing like shoplifting. They're just going to the stores. Some stores are closing their doors because they can't control that because the law is not enforced.
Right.
There has to be a consequence to bad behavior. God gave us all a choice. It's in the book of Deuteronomy. He says, I give before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Choose life so that you can live. So we have a role to play in this. God gives us a road to walk on, or a choice to make. And when we choose God, that's what faith's all about. And we recognize that God can help us to live at a standard that will please Him.
Amen.
You can't do it in yourself, but you don't have to. God's always, if you draw upon the power of God, it's available to you. Problem is, so many people, they just look to their own self or their think about their experience, or they can't let go of the past and go forward. But God wants us to know that no matter what's happened in the past, if we come to Him in faith, He can forgive us. He can show us how to live an overcoming life.
Yeah.
He can give us the key, really, to living an overcoming life is having a heart that just desires to please Him.
And, well, let me say this. Now, I'm going to say that sometimes Kathy has not pleased me. And that sometimes I have not pleased her, but our conduct was right. What do you mean? We agreed to disagree. We didn't walk out the house and say, well, we're going, I quit you and you quit me. You see, I find people do that in church. You can agree to disagree if you hear something until you get greater revelation on it.
Just don't be disagreeable.
Yeah, that's my
point.
There's a way
to, iron sharpeneth iron, you know, the word says.
Like sometimes, you know, I'm a man, I have a lot of people around me, and I like it. Now, I'm gonna give you a little secret. Kathy likes me. She wants me. You know, like we go somewhere, and I don't mean that pridefully. She'll say, I'll say, She said, let's go out and eat dinner. I said, let's invite somebody. What's the matter? You don't want to eat with me? Well, yeah, I want to eat with you. That's not the issue. I've been married to you all these years. That's not the issue. But she prefers, she said, when you talk to me, I want you to look at me in the eyes and all that kind of stuff. Sometimes I can hear everything she's saying because I've told her this for 50 years. I can do more than one thing at one time. I got a mind. I got a multi-track mind. I can do those things. But you know what? She'll get a little irritated sometimes. Well, what's the matter? We can't go somewhere by ourselves? No, not that she don't love the people. No, but I guess just sometimes. And I go, okay. Okay, now watch this. Sometimes I said, you want to go out and eat? Well, I'm tired. I just put on my pajamas, and I want to go somewhere. And how many times she told me no? Many times. Well, then sometimes I don't want to hear her say no. So I'm going to tell you what I do. I call somebody up, and I say, hey, y'all want to go out and eat? Yeah. Oh, we'd love to. I said, what time? 6 o'clock. Okay, we'll meet you at a restaurant. Now, she's got this chair that she sits in that she really loves. It was a gift that I gave her. I don't know, a few years back or something. I don't know what they call that chair. It's really nice. A lot of people like that.
It's a massage chair.
Whatever you call that thing. I don't know. I mean, to me, it's a torture chamber. Why would you get that thing to beat you to pieces? But anyway, I walk in and this, and she'll go. I said, Kathy. I said, get up. She said, what? I said, well, we're going to eat dinner with these people. Let's go. Well, you didn't ask me. No, I didn't ask you because I know you're going to say no. So I said, let's go. I done told him we got to be there at 6 o'clock. All the way until we got to the car. Got to the car. She puts on a little bit of makeup, walked into the restaurant. Hi. Not that she didn't want to be with the people. That's not the issue. It's that she took offense that I didn't ask her. What? I knew she was going to say no. So I changed that. And we had a great time. And it was a blessing. Do you see my point? Now, sometimes she'll tell me that, the exact same thing. And sometimes I don't want to go somewhere or do something, you know, I got something, whatever, you know. And now where we really respect each other is like, Jesse, I got to write my message, you know, for Wednesday night or church. I understand. And sometimes she'll say, let's go do something. I can't right now. The anointing of God's coming. I got to write this partner letter. Now that we understand perfectly. But this is in terms of, you know, just having fun somewhere or going to do something and things of that nature. Sometimes I don't want to hear your answer. And smile. And sometimes you don't want to hear mine. And that's okay. But we must hear God's answer. And you know what? I'm not going to lie. Sometimes I don't want to hear God. I know what he's going to say, and I don't want to hear it, you know. Now, sometimes Kathy will do this. I'll say, Kathy, she says, talk to the hand. Just that. Now, that kind of irritates you. And I said, what'd you say? She said, call waiting. You know, how many signs you got? I don't know.
Stereo. Huh?
Stereo. All kinds. I mean, she
surround
got,
sound.
Surround. She got all kinds of stuff, you know. But I mean, now, if her conduct report, she's mad at me, I give her a B. I wouldn't give her a C or a D. And then she'll do the same thing to me, you know. And that's all right. That is totally fine. Like I said, we can agree to disagree and not walk out the door, not go out and do this or go out and do that and things of that nature, see? And that's what I'm talking about. I don't think there should have ever been a church split. But you know, John said, what's his name? Diotrephes. He loved the preeminence. I can't say that man's name. You know, he was against John. And who could be against John, the love apostle, for God's sake, man? As good as it get. Paul said, the apostle Paul, Jesus, walked through anything, man. I mean, to preach this glorious gospel. Daniel got criticized terribly because he prayed. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to get a little political here. Sometimes you need civil disobedience. Thank God Martin Luther King stood up for what was right. Did he lose his life for it? Yeah. But he changed something. Jesus stood up for what was right. Did he lose his life? Yeah. But he rose from the dead. And one day Martin Luther King's going to rise from the dead, too. All those that have died will go rise from the dead, no matter. And see, so that's what I'm talking about. The report card, I can't emphasize that enough. The report card is coming out. And let me just say this. By grace, all of you have passed. Boy, I'll never forget that when he said, I'd get that report card and said, you have passed to the 8th grade. You know? And then when I got into high school and I had to take algebra, and geometry, I thought, oh, God, you know, will I be in this high school till I'm 100 years old? You know, but it was so, I don't know, perfect that I had passed. Well, I want to make this announcement. You will pass because of the grace and power of God. that is on us because he loves us. But you know what? Let's all go to heaven with a good report. What do you think?
I like that. You know, there are some people that teach it doesn't matter what you do. You know, that you're going to go to heaven regardless of what. In fact, I just recently heard someone online that said, answering the question whether would backsliders go up in the rapture. And their argument was that, yeah, you cannot be unsaved or unghost. But I don't see that in the Word of God.
Well, let me interrupt you. And I'm going to tell you, that would make God break free will. He gave us free will. You have a right to go to heaven, but you're saved. But you have a right to go to hell. You can walk in, or it's up to you to walk out. People say, I don't believe that. Then how come people's names have been blotted out the book of life? They must have got in there, and they decided to change.
Right.
And go the other way. Let me tell you, I am married to this woman, and I have to say this. She listens to me quite a bit. And she's been married to me all these years, and I listen to her quite a bit. But sometimes she'll say, I ain't doing that. And you know what? Just because I'm married to her doesn't mean, I'm going to put the chains on you, chain. You know, that don't work. We don't live in bondage. In other words, Kathy can walk out of this marriage if she wants to. I can too. Or we can walk together.
It's a choice.
It's a choice. Now, you see, I disagree. I don't know who that was you saw. How can anybody say that? You know, that if you got sin so bad, but I understand the grace message, don't misunderstand me, but you backslide. What about the unpardonable sin? Things that cannot, all these things. See, God would allow sin back in it. If that person said that, then they believe Satan can walk back in it. And that's just, let me tell you something. If God wanted to live with the devil in heaven, he would have never kicked him out.
Right.
Well, why would you think God would want to live with the devil inside of you? There is no duplex in here. Mm-hmm. This is one temple.
Right.
See what I'm saying?
I agree with that. You know, I've been studying also in the book of Jude because I'll be doing a teaching on that pretty soon on a Wednesday night. But I love the verse in Jude. It's only one chapter, but it says in verse 3, Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation. Now, Jude was Jesus' half-brother.
Right.
And also was James, who was the pastor of the church at Jerusalem. But so he's writing this letter at a time where there was a lot of upheaval, a lot of people moving away from the faith and causing confusion. So he wrote, Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort to you that you should earnestly contend for the faith, which was once delivered to the saints. Because he starts beginning to talk about there were certain men, people that had crept into the church that were turning the grace of God into a lasciviousness. It's a denying God. Mm-hmm. So at one point, they had intended to live for God. And I think that's the main argument. When people who backslide, they say they never really knew God.
But that's a judgment you can't make.
The scripture, Jude starts giving examples about how the angels fell. They were once in good standing with God, but they chose to listen to Satan. Yeah. Then he talks about how Sodom and Gomorrah had a judgment because they chose to disobey God.
Well, you don't see Sodom and Gomorrah ever coming back. Uh-huh. It's still desolation. Do you see my point? And I know people say those things. And you know what? I call that gambling. I wouldn't gamble with eternity. You can do what you want. You go ahead and shoot the dice if you want. But I say, if you're not living clean, the Bible said, be ye holy, for I am holy. And let me tell you something. If the Father God could not look at sin on Jesus, our sin on him, and I know he washed all our sin away, never be remembered against the animal, but you can still mess up. Now, and because you have I hate to say it like this, you have a right to mess up. Now, why would you? I don't know. But you have a right
will.
To.
Free will.
You have a free will. And God will not take that. See, you don't really know if somebody loves you until they have the ability to walk away from you. Then you find out. Now, if they can't walk out, they can hate you, but they just have to be there.
I think it's reckless to teach that people can do just what, they're not going to be held accountable. There is going to be a report.
Oh, you better know it.
And in this verse of scripture, I just want to read it. In Jude again, this is verse 14. And it says, And Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these things, saying, Behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000s of his saints to execute judgment upon all and to convince all that are ungodly among them of their ungodly deeds, which they have ungodly committed, and of all their hard speech. So their hard speeches, which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. So there is an accountability.
That's
only one chapter in Jude. That's verse 14 and 15. Mm-hmm. But I'm just saying this is the New Testament.
Uh-huh.
And so he's talking about, Jesus is coming back. And this is talking about when he comes back with 10,000 of his saints. So this is after the rapture, when he comes back at the end of the great judgment, the great throne, white throne judgment. But that's what's happening in the earth. So we need to make sure people know that God has a standard. And when we believe and have faith in him, he expects us to live holy before him.
When you're a sinner and not been born again, you choose to sin. Actually, you're in obedience to your Lord, who is Satan. And that's what I was before I was born again. And I never thought nothing. No, the way I thought, the way I was raised, if I want to do something, I don't care what anybody says. I'll give you a little understanding of me. And I'm not big enough to whip nobody, but the way I was raised, I would hurt you. I didn't care if you died. It didn't make no difference whatsoever at all. Because you see, I was serving Satan, and I served him well. But on Labor Day weekend, 1974, because this woman praying here, you see?
And your mother.
And my mom, both of them, two women praying for me, I got born again. Now, I'm not sure how powerful grace and mercy. I didn't have a time to feel bad about what I did. It was like a tsunami of the blood of Jesus hit me so hard. Boom, just washed away, because I didn't know, I knew something was changing. Actually, I didn't really think about my sin. I just thought about what Billy Graham said on that television, and I couldn't remember his exact words. So I said, whatever Billy said, boom, I got born again. And that's amazing to me. Amazing. I mean, how God did that.
And there was a supernatural deliverance at that moment. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't have to get delivered. You were already delivered the moment you said, Jesus, come into my life. You accepted him. Even if you don't remember the exact words you said, you had a heart change.
I just said whatever Billy said.
Even after that point, though, you, at any point along the way, you could have made another decision. I'm not going to live for this. It's too hard. I don't want to. Or you could have been deceived by the devil, thinking you couldn't live that way.
Right.
Which a lot of people have been deceived after.
Well, you know what I realized?
And then made wrong choices and walked away from God. Walked away from our life.
When I received the truth, you got to understand, when I got born again back then, I had never seen sin before. When I got born again in that bathroom in Boston, Massachusetts, and I come out that bathroom, grab that guitar I had, and I had to go down there and do that rock show, okay? Girls screaming, everything. When I went into the place to do it, instead of seeing, like I had seen the night before, and everybody screaming and hollering, I went, the whole landscape was sin. I'd never seen that before. I thought, wow, why am I here? I had changed completely in every area. Instantly delivered from drinking a fifth of whiskey a day. Every other word, a curse word. You name it. The cats that had to learn a new language because I cussed constantly all the time. And I mean, just was washed clean. God's blood was so fast and so powerful than the forgiving my sin that I didn't have time to feel bad. But what it did was open my eyes to say, I'm not doing this no more. And I'll give you something better than that. Since that happened, and that's been, will be 50 years this year on Labor Day weekend, I haven't had temptations. Why? Well, my mind was renewed. That what I saw, now I see it's better to obey. Well, how can I serve this God like these people did in Hebrews chapter 11? And what happened was God said, let's start the report on Jesse. Now, what you said a while ago about my sin, he don't know that.
That's right.
It washed it away. You can remember it.
You
I can remember it, but God can't. That's what's so wonderful about being born again. It's one of the greatest things in the world. But after you're born again, you still got free will.
That's true.
So you have to learn to live clean and live holy. You got to crucify this flesh. You see what I'm saying? So your report card will be good.
Yeah.
Now watch. Why do people send us testimonies? Well, evidently this ministry's blessed them. So Kathy, read a couple of them. Then we're going over time right now, but I thought we'd read a couple of testimonies before we finish.
We have people watching from all over. Dorothy says, good morning from Bugumba, Kenya. Sarah says, watching from Germany. Karen says, good morning from Australia. And Jacob watched and said, another great boardroom chat. Greetings from Finland. Ivana says, blessings from Croatia.
Amen.
And this one says, there's no name on it, but it's from YouTube. It says, banter is the playful and friendly exchange of teasing remarks. Oxford Dictionary, they looked it up. And yes, you too exemplify that type of exchange. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
You know, it's fun that we can talk back and forth. And even if I get aggravated with you, which I have done.
Yes. Have you repented of it?
I've learned to get beyond it.
Have you repented of it?
I'm working on it.
Okay.
But I mean, and you do too. I mean, because, you know, sometimes we...
Remember when you kicked me?
No, I don't. It's under the blood.
Now you know you do. You just lie.
It's under the blood.
It's under the blood.
I'm walking out what the word says. You remember when I hit you in the head?
Oh, yes. I remember when you hit me in the head. I have never hit this woman, but she hit me in the head. I got to tell you that story.
No, that was before.
We were sleeping.
We were married like
6 months.
You know,
you can feel somebody around you when you're sleeping or something.
You gotta,
and I woke up.
He always starts in the middle of a story.
But all I can say is I got hit in the head.
We were married about 6 months.
Wait, let me tell you something. So she was right here on my side of the bed. She was doing this. And I thought she wanted to, I said, what? And she ran back, and she headbutted me. Bam! And I went, whoa!
We were married about maybe not even 6 months.
Yeah,
and
but
I
you
remember,
were dreaming a bad dream that I was...
Can I tell my son?
Yeah, you can tell your
son. I may have been dreaming a bad dream, or may have been thinking about something you did or said.
I don't know.
And because, I mean, I didn't know what kind of things he did before we got married. And after we got married, he admitted to some things and then continued to lie about his life. Anyway, because we didn't know.
I didn't know God.
No, I'm talking about you weren't saved at this time. Neither
of us.
Neither of us were born again. But I just thought, you know, I just took aim and then I backed up real head, hit him. And so he woke up.
I guess so. No, so I was thinking, up. You woke up.
I'm thinking I want to let him know there's more where that came from. I just like a little shot across the bow. No, I didn't intentionally
shot
do
across
it.
The bow. You hit the ship, man.
I didn't have to do it again.
No, that's right. Now, when if I hear it moving, I stay on my side. It's a blessing.
But that's all before, but I haven't done it since. Anyway.
I want to read this. I saw this. This is from Eliza. I was in the doctor's waiting room a couple of weeks ago, and I took a Voice of the Covenant magazine with me to pass the time. When I left, I added Covenant magazine to the top of the complimentary magazine stack. Thank you, Eliza. David, love you too. I so appreciate your honesty in all you do and teach. I have watched and I see God moving my whole family. Thank you. What a blessing. Oh, I like this. Can't wait to come to see y'all in July at the Visionary Conference.
That's coming up too.
Oh, we're going to have a good time.
Glorious is this week, of course, but Visionaries in July, and we always have a great time there.
Well, let me say this, and I mean this sincerely. I really believe you're going to get a good report card. And I want to thank all our partners once again for being so courteous and kind. You know, we're constantly being attacked by the secular media. We just had another attack by television, which the story was... It's an old story, but it's all lies because people tell them lies and they report lies. But that's all right. You know, I love them. I forgive them. I go on about that. But God has been so good. But there has just been an influx of you wonderful people sending in great testimonies and financial donations. And I want to thank you for that because we've said this and we'll say it forever. I've asked the Lord for every dollar given in my ministry, give me a soul into the kingdom. We could not do these things without your faithful financial support. And let me just help you. The reason why I can live my lifestyle, the reason why we can preach the gospel, never charging registration for people to come to the meetings or admissions or anything, is because we live clean. We live right. We do what we say. And that's just that simple. So if you'd like to be a partner and you enjoy this ministry, if you want to be, you don't have to be, but if you'd like to be, we'd love for you to be. You just can go to jdm.org. That's our website. And you can hit a donate button and give if you'd like to do that. You can use PayPal if you want to use that particular thing or text to give a one-time donation or a recurring one. Now, Kathy really likes the JDM apps where you can really choose and select the giving that you want. Or you can do what I do. I mail in an old-fashioned donation. I guess I'm just the way I am about that. And it's just such a blessing. So would you consider about becoming a part of this ministry? We have great things happening all the time, great projects going on all the time. And I mean expensive in the millions of dollars, but that's all right. I wish it wouldn't cost that much. God, I wish it wasn't, but that's all right. God takes care of us, and it's such a blessing.
We're always expanding. In fact, in just a few weeks, we'll be going to Switzerland. We'll be preaching there.
I think we're preaching this gospel.
This, at the end of May, we'll be going to Australia.
Oh, I can't wait for that.
Preaching the gospel there. Not counting all the other things we do.
And we're coming to Perth. We're going to cross all the way to the continent of Australia, go to Perth, and then Brisbane. We're going to some several places. Get on the website. You can find that, you that are in Australia, and maybe you can come. Also, tomorrow night, Friday, March the 8th at 7 p.m., Kathy's Glorious Woman's Conference is starting, and it's a Friday night, March the 8th at 7 p.m., Saturday morning, March the 9th at 9 a.m., there will be a woman's panel. There will be questions and stuff. Then Kathy will preach. There will be great gifts, very expensive gifts, giving away, because Kathy likes to bless people, and that's okay with me. Registration and admission are free. Where is it at? At JDM International Headquarters in Destrehan, Louisiana. That's a suburb of New Orleans. It's right by the airport, well, about 6 miles from the airport. If you want more information, go to JDM.org for all the details. Remember this, someone's making a report, and I believe you're going to get a good report in every which way. This is Jesse and Kathy saying we love you. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.